everybody. We'll just do it now, because I mentioned it. Now it's a thing. You know, it's interesting because I know I want to do this meditation, but I didn't know how it fit in with what I wanted to say, so that's why I had to ask that question. So let's go ahead and start with getting comfortable in our seats. Let your feet touch the ground. Send any stress or anxiety that you might feel accumulated in your body down through your legs, down into the earth. What you are sitting on right now is not a chair. You are sitting on a planet. This planet is offering you much more than just a place to sit. Imagine the planet spinning in the universe, carrying water, earth, air, trees, animals, and human beings. Mother Earth is a living being just like you and me, a nurturing planet that was created to support and nourish our lives in so many ways. She provides everything that we can ever ask for to create a life that we've always dreamed of. Earth is constantly giving in every season and in every place. When you plant a seed, when you think a thought, when you make an action, it will never stay in one place. Nothing that you do, think, or act upon is too small of a change to make this world a better place. As you are sitting, bring the awareness to the bottom of your spine and imagine you are a young tree that was just planted into a wet and nourishing soil. Naturally, you start growing your roots, growing deeper and deeper. And it feels safe and comforting. Let us stay here for a while and enjoy this feeling of being home. And as we come back, remember that just like you, just like me, Mother Earth reacts to loving thoughts. And as every mother wishes, you think of her from time to time. So now, with your roots in Mother Earth, say thank you and feel the appreciation for her. Slowly and gently, pull yourself back to within. Bring your awareness back to your own body and grow your roots back. Today can be the first day for all of us as we say together, thank you for supporting us from the moment we were born in this world. Thank you, Mother Earth. We love you. So continue to return back to this space and time. You can open your eyes when you're ready. I'm just going to keep talking. So I don't know if anybody noticed that I brought up a dish garden here because I don't plant things. I don't garden and stick things in the dirt because nature is dirty. And anybody that knows me knows that I don't really believe that now, but there was a time in my life when I believed that. There was actually a TV show called Monk. I think it's revived. And he was very OCD, very worried about everything, and everything had to be perfectly in its place. And one time, he was out somewhere and they told him that he had to get down into the dirt to look at something. He's like, I can't do that. Nature is dirty. And it became my mantra for years. I'm technology based, and so I thought, well, I don't need nature because I've got technology and I can take care of myself and everything's going to be all right. And you know, people can enjoy the nature all they want. And my life didn't feel right. It didn't feel like I was flourishing. It didn't feel like I was doing anything deliberately or with intention. I wasn't loving life. So why is that? Because I was disconnecting myself from the natural world. Because I was not in connection with that divine creation, Mother Earth, and the universe. Thich Nhat Hanh, who's a Buddhist Zen master, says that at every moment, the earth is above you, below you, all around you, and even inside you. The earth is everywhere. You may be used to thinking of the earth as the only the ground beneath your feet, but the water, the sea, the sky, everything around us comes from the earth. Everything outside of us and everything inside of us comes from the earth. And we often forget that the planet that we are living on has given us all the elements to make up our bodies. If we think about the earth as just the environment around us, we experience ourselves and the earth as separate entities. We may see the planet only in terms of what it can do for us. we need to recognize that the planet and the people on it are ultimately one and the same. That Chinook poem was pretty darn smart. And I wasn't. But think about it. If we are living in a world where anything is possible, then we can do whatever comes to mind. We can manifest all sorts of things. And what we're seeing in our world right now is there are wars, there are devastations, there are deforestation and all kinds of things happening. We're losing species left and right. But don't worry, because there are over 21 trillion species on this earth, and I'm probably too low on the number for that. Every day, every choice that we make creates our reality. And as I was getting ready for this talk, I really thought about it harder than I've ever thought about it before. Because part of me thinks, well, the earth will take care of itself. It's been doing that for billions of years, It can be fine. But maybe, just maybe, if I take one small step toward making the earth a better place, it will get better. Because nature heals us as much as we heal nature. So when we make an intention to be one with our earth, when we create a space that allows us to be present and be willing, then we are truly connected to the source of our being. Charles Fillmore, who is one of our co-founders of Unity, wrote the Revealing Word, and in it he has a definition for nature. And the definition for nature that he uses is that it is the name that we use intellectually for God. And I thought about that, and I was like, wow, that's true. I mean, when we are up here, or out there talking with each other, we use the word spirit, we use the word nature, we use the word God, we use all of these words interchangeably, but we don't always remember the truth of that. And the truth of that is that we are all one, that we are all connected to each other. So when I think about going out in nature, I still don't want a garden. But that's okay, because I like going for walks in the park. I like going hiking. I remember as a kid that I used to love camping and riding my bike outside and feeling the breeze as I, biked myself around into everything. I remember playing outside until all hours of the night and having my dad have to whistle at us to come back. And he had a really loud whistle, so you could hear it for like a mile. And now I spend so much time indoors that I've lost that connection to who I am and what I used to be. So part of my talk today is about reminding us who we are, reminding us where we come from. And just as Chinook poem said, we are part of everything that the earth is.
We have the same atoms, we have the same molecules, we have the same elements. And so why wouldn't we treat ourselves with respect? Treat our earth with respect. Treat each other with respect. Because I think that's important. When we think about why we need to do that, why do we need to respect the earth, and why does it matter? You know, we know scientifically that, psychologically and physically, that we can change our demeanor just by being in nature, that we can make a difference in our presence and in the presence of everyone around us. So I have a couple of examples. There is a phenomenon happening right now in Japan called forest bathing. I don't know if you've heard about it, but I found it fascinating when I heard about it. And the premise is that they live in a very urban society. You know, everything around them is built up. And so they have realized their disconnection with the earth. And so they have places that they go to connect with nature. And they pay for this. It is their way to rejuvenate and reconnect. And it's catching on in the United States, too. And I know that there are many people here that go for walks and stuff in nature and do bird watching and, you know, take care of animals. So I'm like, I want to start my own forest walking club. Because I think that would be really cool. But I don't know where there's a forest near me. So I have to look that up. You know, I guess I could go to Mohegan or someplace like that. But think about that. They are being deliberate about making the intention to get back to nature. And I think that we should be able to do that too. You know, another phenomenon that just occurred was our solar eclipse. How many didn't remember that we had one? I mean, we were in the path of totality. And as my friend Susan Armstrong reminded me, that path of totality, that path, that connection with the divine, we were right there in the midst of all of that splendor and all of that awe. And probably most of us sat and watched it from beginning to end. And I know that where I was, there was applause when the moon finally covered the earth, or covered the sun, and the corona showed in the center. And even the lake, Lake Erie, got quiet for just that moment. And I remember thinking, the hush that occurred was so profound, and that we were so lucky to be in that moment truly connected, not only to the earth, but to each other. And imagine what we could do in this world if we did that intentionally for other things. You know, on May 4th, that is World Labyrinth Day, I believe, and we are doing a walk one as one here on the ground on our labyrinth. And I, for one, plan to be here because I think that that is another way to get connected to the earth. and another way to raise our vibration, because we're all going to be doing it at the same time. And so no matter where you are at 1 o'clock, and it doesn't matter what time zone, they do it at 1 o'clock at their time zone, everyone's going to be doing that. And the thought of being connected like that is just, to me, is just amazing. And I'm really excited about it. So what can we do to heal nature, to be introspective? Well, like I said, we can work in the garden. Not me, but you can work in the garden. I went outside this morning, and I know it was really cold, but I put my feet in the grass just for a few minutes, just to be able to ground myself and to feel myself connected. And I didn't do it for too long because it was really cold. But it felt good to do that. It felt good to feel that connection and to be there. So I understand people that like to do that kind of gardening. Now, I don't say that I don't garden, because I do have a lot of plants. I have my little dish garden, which is going to go on my porch, and then when I sit on my porch, I'll get to look at my plants, and it'll be really cute. And I have plants inside my house that I take care of. Many of them have come from, unfortunately, have come from when someone I loved has passed away. So I have a couple of peace plants, and peace lilies, and I have a ginormous Christmas cactus that was my aunt's, and I have a couple of plants that some friends gave to me. And I talk to my plants. I look at them and I say good morning. I water them and share my love with them. When they look a little droopy, I sing a song. I water them too, but we have an intimate relationship. And then other things that we can do, you know, learning to reuse things instead of buying new all the time. Or, as I was reminded, to use my water bottle to fill up my water instead of buying those plastic jugs, just to make a difference. Using your own bags, reusable bags, when you go to the grocery store. And that one's a hard one for me, because, you know, you always put them in the car and then you walk to the store and you're like, oh. I do go back, because I figure I'm getting a few extra steps in that way too. But we have to be more conscious about it, right? So, you know, I try to, what I do now is when I know I'm going to the store, I'll take some of the bags out of the trunk and I'll put them in the seat next to me, and that way I see them and I don't forget. But again, I have to be intentional about that. So what is one thing that you could do, if you think about it? Unity has an Earth Care ministry. I don't know if everybody is aware of that. Unity Worldwide. And they have created an entire curriculum, an entire platform for any Unity ministry that wants to get involved with Earth Care. Their mission is to foster awareness of our spiritual oneness with Earth, to promote active care of all creation, and to assist congregations in integrating an earth-oriented spirituality into their ministry. One of their first sets of curriculum that they came up with were the 12 powers of the earth. And it is on their website. we can look at it at any time. I'm thinking I might have to do that for the community here because it just sounds fascinating. But there's a youth curriculum too. So, you know, we don't have to just teach ourselves, we can teach our children. We have to remember that the earth is truly alive, that we are a living, breathing manifestation of this beautiful and generous planet. The abundance is ours. And we will heal the earth by realizing its inherent wholeness and treating it with reverence and care. That came from Eric Butterworth, another Unity author. James Dillett Freeman, who's a poet laureate from our Unity movement, says that healing begins in the mind and extends to the body, to the earth, and the universe. So just to wrap up, I think we need to use our principles when caring for the earth and when caring for ourselves. And Unity's fifth principle is to use the truth that we know. And we know without a doubt that we are connected to the earth, that we are connected to each other through that oneness, and that we can see the earth with the same awe that we saw during the eclipse if we just take a moment to do so. And I encourage you to do that. So, I lost my place. Oh, there we go. The spiritual practice. Get outside. Create a sacred connection between you and the earth. Find time to work in the garden. Take a walk in the park. Stand with your feet in the grass. Do something that reminds you of the oneness of the universe. Or start composting, using paper instead of plastic and using a reusable water bottle. Because every day is Earth Day. It's not just tomorrow. It's every day. And it is part of who we are. And we shouldn't forget it. Thank you.